I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time right now, 1:45, brought to you by Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty, the 50-minute mark on the Fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And what's cooking, brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Brian Batko is here from the Post-Gazette. We're having a wonderful time. And take this, Matt Warfield, and take this, City Limits. I am defending Tomlin to the hilt on that challenge flag he threw on the... Did you ever see My Left Foot with Daniel Day-Lewis, Brian, the famous movie?
Is that about dancing?
No, it's about somebody's left foot.
Then no.
It might be about dancing. This is My Right Foot with George Pickens. Tomlin throws the challenge flag. People are like, why'd you do that? It was a scoring play. It's automatically reviewed. Well, there seems to be some confusion on the field as to whether it was a scoring play. You have the audio. It's not clear enough to play over the radio. But the first piece you played for me was the officials on the field saying the call on the field is, and we never hear what the answer is, correct?
Yeah, the guy comes out and says, the ruling on the field, and then there's a few beats of probably somebody in his ear, I guess.
Right.
And then comes back with, after review, the pass is incomplete. So about as vague as you could really be to describe what just went on. Now, where I'll disagree with you, though, Joe, is we're not privy to what exactly is being said among those parties when Tomlin comes up to confer. I think it's ultimately on the head coach to make sure you get that straightened out before you use one of those precious challenges.
I think it's on the officials to make sure they're clear with everybody and the head coach. And from that audio,
we don't know that they weren't.
From that audio you just played, they said the call on the field is and said nothing.
We don't know that they weren't clear with Tomlin.
I'm going to deduce from that audio that they weren't clear with Tomlin. And I also think that Tomlin knows, as do I think all of us, that every scoring play, in other words, a play that's ruled a touchdown on the field, is reviewed. Stupidly, from the NFL, if there's a play in the end zone that's not ruled, that's ruled a non-touchdown on the field, that isn't subject to automatic review. I think forget it.
I love that we get into these unanswerable debates week after week.
No, but
last week it was Fittipaldo, right. Latitude. This week it's what went on with the refs here and what's a review. Next week we should argue if you're 4-2, are you one game above 500 or two?
Is anybody anymore in a locker room? Like, you know, TJ or Cam come up to him and say, hey, what are you doing?
That was Todd from Pittsburgh on the leadership group addressing George Pickens a few weeks back. That's just golden. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road, McMurray, or at sunchevy.com. High 75 today with cloudy skies. Marc-Andre Fleury's final game in Pittsburgh. I love this guy, as we all do. At times, I feel like he's had more goodbyes than Jerry Rand when he left KDKA. I mean, how many times can you have a goodbye party? But this time it seems like it's for real, Brian. And in this case, I'll just say I've never met in sports seemingly a better guy than him. When you ask me in all your years as a beat writer, your personal favorites, he's right up there.
Yeah.
Very accountable guy, and make no mistake whatsoever. They do not have that last Stanley Cup, Sully's second, without Fleury beating the Capitals in round two, was it? He won that series. They were thoroughly outplayed for a lot of that series. He won the series. So give Matt Murray full credit for winning the actual cup, but they don't even get there without Fleury.
And wasn't there some kind of bummer last time around that when his team came here, they didn't start him?
Yeah, something like that. Is he going to start tonight? Was he the last goalie off the ice?
Yes, he is officially starting.
That's good. I mean, he's getting a second chance, much like Matt on the line.
It's going to be an emotional night at the old puck yard.
It's a day of second chances.
Maybe Tom Werner will call the arena by its proper name this time. Okay. Thank you, Limits. You're a wonderful man. Anything to add on your part?
No, I'm excited to see what Flurry does, and I feel like he's going to win it one more game in the old barn tonight.
Do you actually root for him to win the game if you're a Penguin fan, or just to play well and lose?
Probably to play well and lose, but if you think that the Penguins have no chance this year, then you probably root for Flurry to win.
Thank you, Limits. Thank you, Brian. See you tomorrow.
Thank you. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app, and wherever you get your podcasts.